Hello and welcome to day 6 of preparation for total consecration according to the spirit of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Let's begin. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 6, you need grace. God has created you out of his infinite love for you. The purpose of your short life here on earth is to return out of your love for him to the God who loves you. You're called to live in communion with God by sanctifying grace here on earth. And if you persevere in the love of God and his holy grace until death, to see him face to face for all eternity in glory. You can easily see how without grace, therefore, you cannot reach the purpose for which you have been created and for which you exist. You cannot live in communion with God, and you cannot reach eternal life. Sanctifying grace is your participation in the life of God, your Heavenly Father himself. It is this grace that makes you a child of God and a sharer in the divine nature. When you possess this precious gift of grace, you are elevated by it to be able to act, speak, and think like a true child of God, holy and immaculate in his sight. Because grace truly makes you a child, then it also makes you an heir to the kingdom of your Father in heaven. Think of how important grace is. Without grace, you cannot call God your Father, and the kingdom of God is closed to you. Without grace, you remain a mere child of sinful Adam, separated from the good God, fallen into sin and constantly plunging from sin to more sin, an enemy of the God who loves you. Without grace, you are wounded and broken, confused, blind, alone, and walking along the wide and easy road that ends in hell and eternal separation from God. But think immediately of what you are, or what you can be once you receive or are restored to grace. A true child of God, restored to his beautiful image and likeness, made whole again, healed, and walking joyfully on the path towards the place in heaven which your Father has prepared for you in his house. And think above all of how easy it is to receive this gift, how beautiful to persevere in it. It is this for which your heart longs, a life of holiness, a foretaste of heaven. Our good God ardently wants to give it to you, and he wants you to have it in the most beautiful and surest way, through Mary, his mother and yours. Perhaps in the past you have not faithfully guarded the grace given to you. Perhaps you have fallen into mortal sin and lived far from God, maybe even for a long time. Or perhaps you have chosen to live a mediocre life of deliberate venial sin, indifferent to becoming a saint. This is not what God has created you for. Think of your supernatural calling and renew now your commitment to grace, which you received for the first time at your baptism. Look to Our Lady. In her presence, renew the promises you made then. Renounce again Satan. Renounce his works. Renounce his empty promises. Ask your Immaculate Mother to protect this treasure in your soul and to never permit you to lose it again. Consecration to the Immaculate is the greatest assurance of being faithful to your baptism and of persevering in grace until the end. Let us now turn to page 79 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The active adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily, from the first moment I awake, to adore you most humbly, O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating 3 times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Salutation of the Blessed Virgin Mary by St. Francis of Assisi. Hail, O Lady, Holy Queen, Holy Mother of God. You are the Virgin-made Church, and the one chosen by the Most Holy Father in heaven, whom He consecrated with His Most Holy Beloved Son, and with the Holy Spirit, and Paraclete, with whom there was and is all the fullness of grace and every good. Hail His palace, hail His tabernacle, hail His home, hail His robe, hail His servant, hail His mother, and hail all you holy virtues which through the grace and light of the Holy Spirit are poured into the hearts of the faithful, so that from their faithless state you may make them faithful to God. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation on day 6. Now, today we do not have a reflection. Instead, I would like to make 3 important points, news, announcements, etc. Point number 1, we are averaging 16,000 people per day joining us on this live stream all over the world. So I want to thank you for joining us. That's incredible. That being said, 16,000 people are all very different. People pray, they read, they comprehend things at different speeds, at different rates. If you find that I pray too slow or I pray too fast, everybody's different. I can't please everybody, but I'm going to give you a tip. At the very bottom of the player on YouTube, there's a little cogwheel. If you click that wheel, you can slow it down if I'm too fast, or you can speed it up if I'm too slow. Point number 2, I hope you have this book. If you do have this book, I want to encourage you to do the readings separately or pray with them. There's also a lot of beautiful prayers at the end of this book that are optional that I really encourage you to do. And finally, I want to say thank you to a very special group of men. This entire project, this total consecration that we're doing right now, is only possible because of the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate. They're the ones who created this book, specifically Father Matthias. They provided me with the files that I can put in the video so that those of you who cannot get the book for whatever reason, you can still participate in this consecration. So I'm super thankful for that. But they've done way more than that. They didn't ask for this endorsement. They didn't ask me to give them a plug, but I really, really owe so much in my own spiritual life to them. The Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate are dedicated to living the life of St. Francis of Assisi, dedicated to the Virgin Mary, in the spirit of St. Maximilian Kolbe. So they really push forth total consecration to the maximum. When I was in college, I had no idea about Maximilian Kolbe. I didn't know any more about the Virgin Mary than the average Catholic does. And I went to a conference and they had a table there with reading materials. And that's where I got my very first Kolbean book. It's this book right here, Roman Conferences of St. Maximilian Kolbe. And when I read that, I was like, wow, I can give my life to the Virgin Mary. This Maximilian Kolbe, wow, his theology is incredible. And it was only after that that I learned about his heroic death at Auschwitz. And so that planted a seed in my soul about total consecration, about spirituality and doing everything for the glory of the Immaculate, the glory of God through the Immaculate. And so that changed my life. And so I want to encourage you to check out their website, Academy of the Immaculate, where if you're doing this consecration, you've purchased this book from their website. They have incredible books there. Books that I referenced in the past, My Ideal, Jesus, Son of Mary. Look how short this is. It's written by Father Emile Noubert, an author that Maximilian Kolbe endorsed and read. And this little book is pure gold. The spirituality involved in it, I love it. I love it. Another book that I highly recommend from their website, Academy of the Immaculate, is called Life of Union with Mary by that same author, Father Emile Noubert. And there's another book that I really love. It's called Devotion to Our Lady by Father Stefano Minelli. So I want to encourage you, check out their website, Academy of the Immaculate. I know right now you're really involved in this Marian consecration. After the consecration, I promise you, you're going to want resources. I will put links to their website. Also, vocationally, if any of you young men or young women who are watching this are discerning a vocation to the religious life, I highly encourage you to check out their website and maybe go and do a come and see with them. And finally, you guys don't realize it, but behind the scenes, the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate have helped me so much. Yes, a couple of times they've been featured in my videos, but popular documentaries like St. Maria Goretti, St. Maximilian Kolbe, documentaries that have not come out yet, but that are coming out, Padre Pio, Our Lady of Sorrows, St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, St. Gemma, all of these videos were supported by the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate because they've helped to facilitate our visiting various locations around the world to get the B-roll for those. And on top of that, one of the biggest videos on the Gabi After Hours YouTube channel, the Jordan Peterson and Tammy Peterson testimonial of the Rosary, that was all facilitated by the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate. They reached out to me saying, hey, we've discerned that the Virgin Mary wants you to work on this project and for it to be on your YouTube channel. That takes extraordinary humility, extraordinary docility, and so I am extraordinarily thankful for the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate for making all of this possible, and I encourage all of you to please pray for them, pray for their vocations, pray for an increase of vocations. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.